Welcome to the Real Estate Survival Guide, the show that teaches realtors how to create a thriving real estate business.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Real Estate Survival Guide podcast. I'm your host, John Shookman, and today we are bridging the gap on our social media stuff and talking about something that can literally change your business in 30 seconds. And no, I promise I am not exaggerating. I want you to understand how powerful social media can be and how powerful your personal page can be in your business. If you watched the YouTube video on Tuesday, I talked about simple things you can be doing in your business through your personal Facebook page in creator mode to grow your business. And if you guys watch today, you know, I know some of you guys like the YouTube, some just like the podcast, but watch today if you are like a hands-on learner, because on that video for today, I wanted to like show you exactly what to do and how to do it. And so I am doing that on today's YouTube video. But before we jump in, I want you guys to understand that you can have success with social media, right? So check out the YouTube video Tuesday and today on Friday, showing you the visual side of this stuff. And I hope it is helpful. So I want to be real for a second, right? A lot of you are losing leads. And you might be like, what do you mean, John? How am I losing leads? Well, I will tell you, most realtors are losing leads because their social media profile does nothing for them. Your social media profile should work harder than you do, right? So many of you, I look at your social media stuff, I look at your content, and I'm like, I have no idea what they do. I really don't, right? And so I learned from a good friend, Ben Caloy, that your Facebook profile is a couple things. Number one, it is a living and breathing portfolio of you. So my Facebook should be a living and breathing portfolio of John. It should be, right? What makes John tick? What's he enjoy? What's he like? What's he dislike, right? What does he not enjoy? And again, we've talked about that with the avatar, right? Attract the right people, push the other people away. And that's where your buckets help with that, right? But here's the other part, right? Is you don't have your bio updated, right? You should be able to. So like I said, your Facebook should be a living and breathing portfolio of you. It should. The other part is I should know what you do within 30 seconds. I should know what you do within 30 seconds. Well, why, John? Why do you say that? Well, and I actually had to pause recording of this to actually check the actual stats. How long do you think the average adult attention span is? How long? Well, I will tell you, it is between 8 and 12 seconds. I said 30 seconds, but you don't even have that long. You do not have people's time for very long. So I'm going to, as I'm recording this, just pick a random profile of maybe one of my agents that I coach and train and those kinds of things. Okay, so I'm going to go over and look at someone's profile. So I go over to, I'm not going to use their exact name. We'll call her Lisa. I go over to Lisa's profile, right? And it says a little bit about her and that she's a realtor and her brokerage. It says her birthday. That's all. That's all I know about her. She has a cover photo that's cutting off her phone number, right? And so this does not pull me in and attract me to what she does. In fact, it pushes me away. And so what I want you guys to understand is, again, yes, your profile is a living and breathing portfolio of you, but you have a very limited amount of time. So I need you, just right? You need to grab people's attention quickly, right? Now compare, and I'm not saying I have it all together. If you go over to my Facebook page, okay, you can click on there and see John Shookman, and you know, it says your trusted realtor in Lancaster, PA, call or text anytime, 610-568-4651, right? And then real estate is my category, and that I run the Real Estate Survival Guide, right? All these different things, okay? It is a living and breathing portfolio, and I'm updating it constantly. But you can go on there and you know about John. You know about John, right? His family, what he does, all these different things. And so I want to encourage you that you have to pull someone in within the first 15 to 30 seconds or you will lose them, right? You have to do this or you will lose people, okay? So here's what I've learned. People are not going to sit on your page and scroll for 5 minutes. They will not. They will skim it very quickly. They will give you a few seconds and decide, is this person somebody I like or not? Is this person somebody I want helping me buy or sell a home, right? And what decides that? It's not fancy posts or reels or Canva graphics. It's, first of all, the content that you share and if it's quality content, and it's all these different things, your banner, if it's nice, right? Your bio, your intro, your phone number placement, all these different things. And these things get judged before people really look at a single piece of content. The other thing too is if you are just, you know, I mean, I am all for your avatar and being yourself. You have to be very careful. Somebody that I coached the other day, they posted something political. And I'm just like, why? We have to think about, like, you know, half of the people that we know probably voted for the other party that we didn't vote for. Well, do you want to help them and serve them and serve their needs, helping them buy or sell? You absolutely do. So do not push people away politically. Now, again, you might be saying, wait, John, you said attract and detract. Yes, but politics is one of those things where you can't just say, oh, I believe this, you believe that, because people take it as a personal attack. So I do not get political on Facebook, right? So I also want you to understand something. So many of you don't even have your phone number on there. And I'm not just saying on your page where it should be. Yes, I am saying it needs to be in your intro saying, John Shugman, Realtor, Lancaster, PA, 610-568-4651. You might be saying, why? That's silly, John. I don't need it there. Guess what? You do. Because I've gotten multiple referrals for thousands, tens of thousands of dollars, right? Probably thinking offhand, 5 or 6 referrals. And when I asked those 5 or 6 where they found me, they said, oh, I was looking for a realtor in Lancaster, PA. I had all these people that I couldn't even find their phone number. I went to your page and your phone number is right there to call. Easy. And you guys can go look at my Facebook. It's right there. If it was a snake, it'd slap you in the head, right? It's right there. And so it is all about making it easy for people to contact you. It is all about making it easy for people to contact you. That is my goal with this, right? And so then they want to contact you, not because of the algorithm, not because of, you know, all these different things. They want to contact you, first of all, because your phone number's there and you're easy to reach. And then they scroll through your content and they like you, right? So people want to get to know you, right? People don't want to have to dig. They want to know the location you serve, your role as a realtor, what your specialty, what you're good at, and your contact info. People buy from people that they know, like, and trust, and your profile is where you can start, where you make it easy for people to understand and know who you are and know what makes you tick, right? Your social media, guys, as we kind of think about, you know, wrapping up this episode, your social media should answer 4 questions. Who are you? What do you love and care about? So family, faith, etc. What do you do for work, right? I'm a realtor in Lancaster, PA. Who do you help, right? I help a lot of people upgrading homes, and my content says that. And then how do people reach you? If you don't have all of these without people having to scroll, you are losing leads. You're losing leads. So you need to update your bio so it's specific, not vague, not fluffy, clear. Your banner should be speaking to your avatar or one of your, you know, your 5 buckets, right? Your banner could include, you know, name, market, phone number, call to action, right? But make sure your phone number is public and at the top of your bio. Add a service area: Lancaster, York, Harrisburg, Tampa, Florida, Austin, Texas, whatever. And then what I also want you to do is I want you to turn on professional mode so you can get analytics, grow faster, have a follow button, add links, and even one day, if you want, run ads without a business page, right? Now, these things might seem small, but I promise you they are not. Your profile is your living and breathing storefront of you as a realtor. It's your curb appeal. It's the front door. And if the front door looks confusing or doesn't look like I can get through, or it's messy or there's fingerprints everywhere or it's vague, people will not come inside. But when your profile is clear, you become the obvious choice. So please don't forget to look at your profile and optimize it. And don't forget, if you watch both YouTube videos this week, right, I can talk to you about the fixes that you need to make and then the full tutorial on YouTube showing you how to do this stuff, right? If you do this stuff, watch these videos, listen to this episode today like you just did, and if you apply these things to your business and clean up your profile, and please, please, for goodness sake, have your phone number in your bio so that it is easy to find. When you do this, you will start to see results. So appreciate you guys. Thanks so much for listening. I'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for listening to the Real Estate Survival Guide. If you enjoyed this episode, we would appreciate it if you'd leave us a review on iTunes. It helps others discover the show. Thank you so much, and we will see you on the next episode.